السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله له خير، وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، میرے محترم بھائیو، دوستو اور بزرگو، مائی ڈیئرلی ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز اینڈ فرینڈز اینڈ برادرز، ان اسلام، ویری امپورٹنٹ پارٹ آف اسلام از ٹو بی ہیپی اینڈ ٹو بی کنٹینٹ ود دا ڈیسیژنز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اسلام کے اندر بہت ہی اہم ایک بنیاد ہے. اسلام ہمارے دین کا ایک بنیاد یہ ہے کہ ہم ہر وقت اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے فیصلوں پر راضی اور مطمئن رہے، اور یہ اتنی ضروری ایک چیز ہے کہ اس سلسلے میں قرآن مجید کے اندر اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے کئی دفعہ ارشاد فرمایا کہ لا تقنطوا من رحمۃ اللہ، اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے مایوس کبھی نہ ہونا، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے مایوس کبھی نہ ہونا. حتیٰ کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے یہ بھی ارشاد فرمایا: ولا تیأسوا من روح اللہ انہ لا ییأس من روح اللہ الا القوم الکافرون، کہ یہی بات ارشاد فرمانے کے بعد دوبارہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے صرف غیر مسلم، کافر ہی مایوس ہو سکتا ہے، مسلمان مایوس نہیں ہو سکتا. ہر وقت اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی حکم پر، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کی فیصلوں پر رضامندی کا اظہار کرنا، یہ مسلمان کا ایک نشانی ہے، مسلمان کا ایک علامت ہے. سو دس مائی ڈیئر ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ ایلڈرز از ویری امپورٹنٹ. آئی ڈونٹ لائک ٹرانسلیٹنگ بیک اینڈ فارورڈ فرام اردو ٹو انگلش، اٹ میکس دا بیان ٹوائس ایز لانگ ایز اٹ شوڈ بی، بٹ انفارچونیٹلی آئی ایم سیئنگ اینڈ شاہ صاحب از ناٹ ہیئر، سو آئی فیل آئی نیڈ ٹو اسپیک اے بٹ آف اردو. It's very important that we have this contentment, that happiness, that satisfaction with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, those people who do not believe in any religion or believe in any faith, or many people who do believe in a faith but their faith in the being is not so strong. So many times what happens is we need to find ourselves, and we can see this picture I'm going to paint, we can see that this is the case for Muslims as well. That we need to find alternative ways to gain that happiness. By happiness, I mean where your mind has no anxiety, no stress, no tension. So for some people, they go to the gym. And when they go to the gym, they will not pick up their phone. They will not want to be distracted at all by anyone, because this is the time where they are totally putting everything to the side. This is their time. So they want to make themselves be as stress-free as possible in this time. Some people go on holidays. And in holidays, you say, take your children. You say, I don't want to take my children on holiday. Holiday is supposed to be me relaxing. If I take children and I'm bringing the problems with me. Okay. So similarly, we have those people who are not Muslims. Many times they go into drug addictions and alcohol addictions. Why do people fall into drug addictions? Because as soon as you take the drugs, every problem you had, it's as if the problem doesn't exist anymore. It's like you go beyond your problems. So your mind is so free, is so empty, that people say, I want to go back there. Because as soon as they come back to reality, all the problem, money problem, this person said this to me, that person doesn't like me, this, that, the other, all the problems come back. So then they want to keep getting away from the problem, so they go back to drugs. Similarly, people who have alcohol addictions, exactly the same concept. And people find to try to find this satisfaction, this absolute freedom, absolute freedom. One is that a person has gone on holiday, but all the stress is there in the mind, all the tension is still there, that I've got to come back and I've got to face all these problems. And one is when there's absolute stillness, absolute calmness, that I don't care. I'm totally, totally content. So to get this, to achieve this, people try so many different things. So many different addictions, people try, so explore so many different avenues. And most of these avenues are not fulfilling. And even if they are very temporary. It's like when someone is extremely happy, something has gone so right for you. Like, I've been applying for a job for years, this particular job, and I always get these other jobs that I don't want. But I've been working in those jobs, you know, because I have to earn money from somewhere. And now all of a sudden, my dream job comes through and they call me for an interview. You know, that extreme happiness, in that level of extreme happiness, a person does not think about any other thing. No worry, no grief, no concern. Doesn't matter how stressful their situation may have been just before that. As soon as that extreme happiness kicks in, everything else is forgotten. But once that happiness dies down, all of the problems once again attach themselves to us. So the remedy to eternal happiness, the remedy to perpetual happiness, the remedy for a person to become in the complete state of utmost happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. And through so many different ahadith they have been mentioned. Firstly, the main ayat of the Quran which we need to discuss is the ayat about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala mentions that أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The only way that your heart can become completely happy and completely free from worries and anxiety and tension and stress is through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person thinks, okay, dhikr of Allah, so I sit down with my tasbih. I read subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, alhamdulillah, I do durood sharif, I do istighfar. I sit down with the Qur'an, I recite one para of the Qur'an, but I'm still stressed out. I'm still got stress and tension and anxiety, and I still, I can't get away from stress. And you know, the sad thing is, I'm not talking about youngsters, we're talking about elderly people. Okay. Elderly people, so much stress. Anything has happened in the family, someone else in the family, this is going wrong. My family, this is going wrong. At work, financially, this is going wrong. So all of that stress and all of that tension builds up, and we cannot find an escape. We're going to read namaz, but namaz is not helping. We're going to do zikr, zikr is not helping. Ramadan has come, the entire month of Ramadan, we're supposed to be spiritually cleaned and happy, and we need to feel like we're on cloud nine. But unfortunately, all of this stress and tension is still attached. It's not helping. So unfortunately, the problem is that we do not have any life inside of our namaz. We do not have life inside of our dhikr. We do not have life, reality, haqiqat, inside of our durood sharif and our istighfar. So we need to create this. This is what we need to create. That when I read namaz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the famous hadith, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. The salah is the mi'raj of the believer. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for mi'raj, he left this dunya, he left the world. And he was in the company of the angels. He was in the company of the anbiya alayhi salam. He was very close to the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That experience that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through in mi'raj was the best experience of his life. Even the experience of seeing, in the famous ahadith have been mentioned, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, others mention, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, عند سدرة المنتهى, that next to the Sidratul Muntaha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually saw Jibra'il alayhi salam. And Jibra'il alayhi salam had 700 wings. And when he would shake his wings, these beautiful jewels and these beautiful things, Rasulullah could not describe them. He is describing them, but again, that description does not, it's not the reality. One thing is I'm describing something which is indescribable. So it doesn't matter how I describe it, it will still never be the real thing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, it was so such an amazing sight, just Jibra'il, who is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many amazing things he experienced on that night. So it was the best experience of his life. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that as-salatu mi'raj al-mu'min. When a mu'min goes into salah, they need to leave the world. That's why when we finish our salah, when we say Allahu Akbar, when we lift our hands, we are saying all of the, everything of the dunya, all the concerns, all the worry, all the grief, my wife, my children, my financial problems, every single thing which is giving me a headache, I am leaving all of this behind. Allahu Akbar, I'm throwing it behind my back and I'm tying my hands. And similarly at the end when I'm saying Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, why am I saying Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah? I am saying I'm back. I was just in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, me wapas aa gaya. Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah. Hello everyone, I'm back. Okay, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, everyone, I'm back. I was in this conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was just me and Allah, nobody else. All of my problems, I'd left them behind and I'd gone on this, in this communion, into this communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm back. So the problem is we need to create this jaan, this reality inside of our acts of worship, starting with our salat, then our dhikr. That's why the scholars of tasawuf start you with dhikr, because they say the problem is that our ruh, the ruh is everything. Ruh. In this dunya, the body means nothing. The ruh is everything. The body is just a vessel, is a container for the ruh. After we die, the body is going to be nothing. It's going to turn into dust. The ruh is going to continue the journey into the akhirat. The adhabul qabr, again, the ulama mentioned that Allah ta'ala will recreate the body in the grave and the adhabul qabr will happen on the body. But the ruh is the main thing. The ruh is the most important part of the human being. That's why the alamul arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the ruh, the soul. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ruh into the dunya. The problem is our ruh has been covered with so many layers of darkness. As soon as the child comes into the dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that shaitan, he pokes that child. And so the child cries out. Basically shaitan is saying, you are mine. You come into the world, don't worry, I am going to take you on my own path. So that's why we recite the adhan. So the first words the child hears is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then slowly, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah mentions in Ihya al-Muddin, slowly all these layers of darkness come in. Anger, all of the desires, all of the emotions, and then love of dunya, love of position, love of what people will say. All of these different things start coming into a person's life, and then slowly, slowly, the ruh is at the bottom, and all of the things are at the top. So the ruh is chained, is shackled. So to free the ruh, the ulama of tasawuf say, start doing dhikr of Allah. So the more dhikr you do, the more you are cleaning your ruh, you are polishing your ruh. Every filth, every najasat, every impurity which is on our ruh is being cleaned. Slowly but surely, slowly but surely, slowly but surely. And then when the ruh comes to the top, then a person starts experiencing pleasure inside of their acts of worship. They start experiencing pleasure in their salah. They start experiencing pleasure in their fasting. Every act of worship they do, does not matter how hard that act of worship is, they experience ladhat from this. They experience pleasure from this. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the famous hadith in regards to controlling one's eyesight, that if an-nazratu sahmun min sihami iblis masmuma, من تركها مخافة لله أبدله الله تعالى إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. That this nazar, you know, this bad nazar, and a person is going outside, looking at this person, looking at this person, and feeling this filthy, impure feeling in your heart. This is an impure feeling, it's not a good feeling. Especially someone who is trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that when I look at the opposite gender, میں کسی عورت کی طرف جھانکوں, تو یہ جو کیفیت میرے دل کے اندر آتی ہے وہ کوئی اچھی کیفیت نہیں ہے. It's a very dirty feeling because you know it's something wrong. It's something that's going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. But still, because our nafs is so powerful, it will still make us look and look and look and look. But if a person forces themselves, Hakim At-Tirsawi rahmatullahi used to say that sometimes it is so difficult to not look. That to not look at the opposite gender sometimes is so difficult that you have to tell yourself, I am ready to die, but I will not look. Main mar jaunga, lekin main nahi dekhunga. Because your nafs will say, bhai ek dafa jaank le to kya haraj hai? Ek dafa kisi aurat ki taraf jaank le, dekh le to kya haraj hai? Ek hi dafa tu dekh lega, bas to, that's all you're going to do. You're going to look once. So to force yourself not to look is very, very difficult. But what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That whoever protects their gaze, does not look at the opposite gender, doesn't matter how hard it is, and doesn't matter how much your nafs wants you to look, then Allah Ta'ala will replace this desire with such an iman that you will feel the sweetness of that iman in your qalb, in your heart. Because the more a person puts a foot on their nafs, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with the sweetness of iman. Iman ki lazzat. Iman ki lazzat. Iman ki mithas. And this is very important, my dear respected brothers and elders. So that's why it's very important. I started the talk from this happiness. We need to come onto a level where we are absolutely happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all of the problems of the dunya do not affect this happiness that we have. And happiness comes from razamandi. Satisfaction. Oh Allah, doesn't matter what decision you have made, that decision is always the best decision for me. The famous story comes to mind of Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair, Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair rahmatullahi alayhi was the nephew of Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu anha. He was the son of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, the famous Sahabi. And Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abi Bakrin radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. So on one occasion what happened, he was invited to this certain place, and he went to this place, and it was the governor of the town had invited him, or the king of the town had invited him. So he went there, and many times this king had actually tried to invite him, and he would always say, make an excuse and say, I can't come. So this time the king was very insistent, you have to come. So he went and he took his son with him. And when he took his son with him, the king fed him, so he had this very enjoyable meal. And then the king said, come into the stables, let me show you my stables. Let me show you my horses, I have these beautiful horses. You know, mashallah, rich people, many times they have many cars. They say, come and look at my cars in my garage. I've got this car, this car, this car, this car. So it's something nice, I bought these expensive cars, I want you to see, I want people to see, I don't want to hide them. So similarly, I've got these beautiful horses, I want you to come and see. Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubayr rahmatullahi alayhi went, and he, while he was there, one of the horses, which was a bit wild, it kicked his son, and his son was a small child. And he kicked him so hard that the child died on the spot. So now the king is so shocked. I have brought this great saint, he's from the Fuqaha al-Sab'ah, he's from the great scholars of Medina. I have brought him here, and he's with his son. And look what the tragedy that's happened. His son has died in front of him. So what happened now? Obviously they've got to do the dafan of this child, they've got to bury him. So Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he bathes his child, he puts the kafan, the shroud on the child, and then whilst he was putting his child into the grave, he steps into the grave. And obviously the grave is in the ground, and many times you have certain insects in the ground. So one of these insects stung him on the foot, and his foot automatically became paralyzed, it became numb. So straight away the king arranged for his physicians to be called. Come and find out what's happened to the leg of Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubayr. So they came, they all discussed, and then they came to the opinion that unfortunately we have to amputate his leg. This infection has spread in his leg, and if we do not control it here, it's going to spread throughout his whole body. So we need to amputate his leg. So now this king is thinking, subhanAllah, look at this. I've invited Sayyidina Urwa here, first time he has come, he is losing his son and he is losing his leg. One of his four most important limbs of his body, the two arms, two legs, we do everything with these limbs. So he's thinking, how do I break the news to Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubayr rahmatullahi alayh? So he calls one of the people, he said to his people in his court, go and call the person who has the most difficulties in my land, who has been through the most hardship. So they called him. So they said to him, go to the room of Sayyidina Urwa, Urwa radiallahu anhu, who was lying down. He said, go to him and tell him all of the problems that you have been through Just so then he feels that whatever he's gone through is not as bad as, you know, what you've been through. So this person comes and he says, "Oh Urwa, I am this person." And he starts mentioning all of his problems. Sayyidina Urwa radiallahu anhu said, "Jazakallah for mentioning it, but you don't need to say anything. You don't need to say anything to me. You don't need to console me. You don't need to reassure me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed me with 4 children. And Allah ta'ala has only asked for one of them back. Allah ta'ala has blessed me with 4 children. And Allah has only asked for one of them back. Why should I be upset? Allah's gift. Allah ka diya hua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with a gift. 4 children, he only asked for one of them back. Similarly, Allah ta'ala has blessed me with 4 limbs. 2 arms, 2 legs. And Allah ta'ala has only asked for one of them back. Why should I show na shukri? Why should I be ungrateful? I am happy with the command and with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to say anything to me. So this was the way of the pious people, and this is the slowly this is the realization and the reality that we all need to come to, so we can become perfect in our iman and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the understanding. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا Thank you.
پچھلے جمعے کو جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی, اچھا یہاں پہ دو کلیکشن کا ذکر ہے. پہلے تو عید کے دن کی جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی وہ 5773 پاؤنڈز, 5773 پاؤنڈ. اور اسی طرح جمعے کے دن جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی واز 2166 پاؤنڈز. ہم نے شاور سے دس اردو 2166 2166 pounds, that was a collection that was raised on Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala tamam saathiyon ki donations ko qabool farmaye. Aur isi tarah 50 pound Haji Mehdi Khan marhoom rahmatullah alayhi ki family ne masjid ko di hai aur unke liye dua ki darkhwast ki hai. Allah Ta'ala unko ghareeq rehmat farmaye. Allah Ta'ala unki tamam gunahon ko khataon ko darguzar farmaye. Alhamdulillah, my brothers, Ramadan has come to an end, but our lives have not come to an end, and our mission and our goal to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not have come to an end. Many of us, we just utilize the month of Ramadan to please Allah. Month of Ramadan, stay away from sin, abstain from sin. Month of Ramadan, do not fall into our bad habits. But as soon as Ramadan finishes and as soon as we've said Al-Wida and Salaamu Alaikum to Ramadan, straight away our bad habits resume. Straight away we start disobeying Allah, straight away we leave all good actions. So unfortunately this is a big problem. And one of the biggest reasons we do this is because we do not find the avenues to connect with Islam, with the masjid, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to address this, Alhamdulillah, I've mentioned this time to time that we started these classes in the masjid. The Sanatain classes, the adult classes, all of these classes which are running, Alhamdulillah, Monday to Friday these classes are running. We have the first, it's split up into 4 years, so we have the first 2 years preliminary classes and the 2 years advanced. The preliminary classes compose of, you know, your basic tajweed, Quran recitation, learning about the Islamic etiquette, learning about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning a basic, the grasp of the Arabic language as well, starting to understand the Quran. These kind of things that everybody wants to know, and unfortunately nowadays people are taking this knowledge from the wrong avenues. So we started these classes, and this is what we want for people to connect. Most of us, even those who are working, those who are adults, those who are parents, we have responsibilities, but then we also have our free time. So we've catered these classes in such a way that you can fulfill all of your responsibilities and still you can come and connect with the masjid and with Islam and with our religion. We unfortunately do not know many of the basic things about Islam. So we need to brush up. Sometimes many brothers who are 5 times regular in the masjid will ask me such questions, and in my mind I'm thinking this is something that they should already know. If they do not know this now, then their namaz for the last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years has not been done. Their purification, we do not even know the correct and proper method of wudu. Forget wudu, we do not even know the correct and proper method of how to use the bathroom. And we're too shy and we're too embarrassed to ask these things. But if I do not know how to use the bathroom with the Islamic etiquette, then my wudu is not done, my salah is not complete, no act of worship I am doing is going to be complete, because my personal hygiene and my purification is lacking. And that's why we have these classes where we go through all of the important rulings. And then after that, if a person wants to progress onto learning the Arabic language and going further into Islamic aqidah and theology and other subjects, we teach that as well. So after this 4 years, so part-time, everything is part-time. In the first 2 years, you only come in 2 days a week. And in the second 2 years, you only come in 3 days a week. And even then, if someone says, I can't make it one day, or I can't make it for half of the lesson, I can only come for 1 hour or something, we are still willing to accommodate that. We just want people to connect with the masjid, with Islam, with the religion. We know we're all going to courses, university. Elderly people with children are saying, you know what, my kids have got 4 children, they're all grown up now, so now I've got time to go back to uni and do another top-up degree. I've got time to go back to college and do a top-up qualification. So why don't we think like that when it comes to our religion? Top-up qualifications to further our knowledge of Islam. So this is why we have these options. So I'm just mentioning it again in passing. Please, we want people to connect. And if you know someone else who is interested, and people are trying to learn knowledge, but they're learning it from YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and what have you, then tell them, look, you'd rather go and learn in a structured course. Allah Ta'ala give you the tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نزه قلوب أوليائه عن الالتفات إلى زخرف الدنيا ونظرته وصفى أسرارهم من ملاحظة غير حضرته ثم كشف لهم عن سبحات وجهه حتى احترقت بنار محبته ثم احتجب عنها بكنه جلاله حتى تاهت في بيداء كبريائه وعظمته فبقيت غرقا في بحر معرفته ومحترقة بنار محبته
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء بكمال نبوته، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سادة الخلق وأئمته وقادة الحق وأزمته، وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يحبهم ويحبونه. وقال تعالى: في الملائكة يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. وهذا لا يكون في العادة إلا بالشوق. وقال تعالى: قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا. والأنس هو الفرح بما حصل مع حفظ الحدود. وقال تعالى: رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وأسألك الرضا بعد القضاء، وأسألك برد العيش بعد الموت، وأسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده. والسكينة أي الارتياح هو الأنس. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله، والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمدٍ عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمدٍ وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب، ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وفق ولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows. Safed rows kar lijiyega. Please move forward and fill in the gaps so the brothers at the back can also get find space. Can we start?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم زدنا ولا تنقص وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل هذا الاجتماع اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين